10 TR Mobile.
Form 2 Tango Mobile.
Oh, so am I. Just put a piece of gum in my mouth.
Please catch you eating, don't I, Tom? W2T.
Stupid radio down here. Oh, just a piece of double mint. I chew gum when I drive. That's the only time I chew gum. And that's for about 3 or 4 minutes, because that's all it's good for nowadays. This is N0TR.
I can't chew gum. It doesn't work with my plate. So, anyway, easing my way through a school zone here, where the elementary school is getting out. Going to find me something to eat. I've just been doing a bunch of work around the house and decided I didn't want to do any cooking, so I figured I'd go find me something to eat cheap, you know?
Well, you're better off not to chew gum, Rusty. I have temporal mandibular joint syndrome, and I can tell you, it hurts if I chew very much gum. It's back in the back of your jaw, and it radiates up over your eyes and gives you headaches and bad stuff. Well, I just had some cottage cheese and mango, and was there peaches in there too, Mom? And peaches. And that's about it for now. And I had some grapes before that. And we're coming out to go buy some more cow poop. Bernice, come up short.
Somebody told me once you could never have too much of that.
Yeah, it's, I think, 35-pound bags of cow manure. And we were putting it in there a little bit ago, mostly Bernice, and we come up short, so I said, let's just go get it before the evening rush hits pretty quick. So I think we're going to go to Home Despot this time, because getting in and out of Lowe's is a pain in the rear.
Taking your old pickup truck, or are you pulling a trailer behind the car, or what?
I sold that old pickup truck a couple years ago, Rusty. I just got this 2011 Tacoma. And I guess it's old. It'd be 10 years old now. But it don't seem like it's just got 50,000 miles on it. But just going to take it down there. I got a little trailer made on a Model T Ford truck. But it's a pain to put on the trailer net, you know, and I don't like driving with a trailer anyways.
Those cars that are 10 years old, mine is also. This is a 2011 I'm driving. But it's got 179, not 50,000 and everything. So anyway, I guess this summer I'm going to have to go find me another vehicle somewhere and find something I can afford that's, you know, has decent mileage. I'll just have to see. Oh, I'm going by this subdivision where they're building all these houses over here. And they've gotten all these houses, and they've got, as far as I can tell, one of them has siding on it. All the rest of them are still sitting there with the plastic wrap on it, and or bare boards, because they haven't put the wrap on it yet. All right, here's a couple with just the, that don't have a roof on them yet, so, you know. You wonder how good these are as fast as they're going up.
Money comes from, and how many will default on them before they're paid for. Oh, boy. They had to build them like cracker boxes. And that's probably the same quality they're building them with. Although, when you see a couple of semi-trucks going into these additions, that's a whole house. And so they're prefabbed. So, I don't know, there must be something to it. We went through one of those plants that made those manufactured homes. I better slow down. There's a Gestapo coming. And boy, I'll tell you, Rusty, they look pretty far uptown. They was really built stout.
Well, this subdivision, I don't know what they're going to have the prices on over here for this place, but, you know, they're only using about 3 different styles for the houses. They're putting some single-story in with them. Most all of them are 2-story. And every now and again, there's a single story stuck in the middle, you know, in a line there somewhere, along with the rest of them. So you never know what it's going to do. And, it is, you know, it is what it is. And the prices on them are probably going to be in the 170s to the 220s is what everything else seems to be going up around here, except for the ones that are in the $500,000 range over in another subdivision. Well, you ready for this cold weather we're going to have for a couple of nights here, Tom? So, you know, this weekend or beginning of the weekend, they say. And, of course, those folks up north and east of us, they're going to really catch it, you know.
I looked at Pittsburgh, Kansas this morning, and it was snowing there. So you're absolutely right. Man, oh, man. I see the, what'd you say? The Taylor's Orchard's open, and they got fresh strawberries, by golly. Well, that's wonderful. We love going there. I don't know where they get their strawberries. I think Strawberry Hill. Isn't it, Bernice? Something like that. But at any rate, Rusty, you're absolutely right. And I think they're calling for 36 or 38 degrees here. And we were just getting ready to set our tomato plants out.
And on the farm where I get my strawberries, they were having them available today, starting today. They got and they're fresh. You can see where they're picking them right out of the orchard out there, where all the strawberry plants are. Three big fields of them. So anyway, and they have a little field where if you want to go pick them yourself for a little bit cheaper price, you can. But, you know, I can't see getting down in there and digging around in there. And even though I know how to pick them, it's still a pain with the back and everything. But, there's a kind of a Tokyo Grill or something over here where I'm going. I think that's where I'm going to go for lunch today. Have me something fixed up that way, you know.
You know what that is, except rice. But, well, I hope you get a good meal, and we're not far from Home Depot right now. Boy, they got traffic stacked up out here in the middle of the road. I don't know what's going on. And, oh, there must be an accident. There's a sheriff's department out there. I'll catch you later, Rusty. Have a good day. W2T and 0TR.
All right, that worked out just fine, because I'm about one traffic light away from where I'm going to eat. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T. And I still got to get me another antenna because this one's still not working. I'm out here in a clear area and you're breaking up and shouldn't be. W2T clear.
Well, I'm hearing you good on it, Rusty. I don't know if you changed the coax on that thing or not, but you were fine the whole time. N0TR.